Seth interviewing Mr. Eli, also called Dudley Jones. Where did you live in the mountains, Mr. Jones?
I live near Rowlandville, Bond Summit, joining the Jeremiah's Run.
I see. Then you were in the Jeremiah's Run area.
On the Jeremiah's Run section.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Now, let's talk about how large was your family?
It was six in our family.
Six children?
No, four children, a mother and father.
Oh.
And two dead, a sister and brother.
That was a small family for the mountain people, wasn't it?
Well, it was some large families in this section where I live.
Yeah.
One guy had 14 kids.
Who was that?
Mr. Andrew Persgrave. He lived above us about a half a mile.
Uh-huh.
And he had the largest in the county, around the community.
Right. 14 children. Well.
14.
Now, we're going back to when you were a little boy, okay?
Birds I can go, yeah.
All right. How many acres did your family have?
My father had 8 acres of land.
80?
8.
Uh-huh. Now, on this, did you do farming?
Yes, ma'am. We farmed corn, rye, like that for beans, stuff like that. We have a garden.
Yeah.
We raise vegetables.
Sure. The corn and the rye. The corn you would take to a miller?
Yes,
to
ma'am.
Ground. Where was the mill?
Oh, at Rowlandville.
In Rowlandville?
Yes, ma'am.
Awful.
They ground with the old type of mill.
Right. How would you get it there? Carry it or by horse?
Carried on the horse.
On the horse. Uh-huh. Didn't the hairs of the horse get in it?
We may find one once in a while, a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But we sifted, see.
Oh.
Sifted the flour. My mother had a sifter.
Yeah.
And sifted.
Okay. The rye, how did you take care of that?
Ground that also.
You took that, you just cut it down and took it to the mill to be ground. What did you use the corn for? Cornmeal?
Cornmeal, yeah. And we had hogs, a couple hogs. We fed the hogs. We had chickens. We had a few chickens.
Yeah.
Also, we had a cow.
Uh-huh.
And that was a big help.
Sure.
At that time.
The rye was used for what?
The rye was used to grind up for to feed hogs, mostly. And was fed to our chicken, and like that.
You didn't make any moonshine with it?
No, ma'am.
You didn't?
No.
Did any of your neighbors make moonshine out of rye?
Yeah, I had a cousin made moonshine.
Oh. Do you know how much he would get for that?
50 cents a pint.
50 cents a pint?
Uh-huh.
That was good money, wasn't it?
Yeah, at that time.
Sure. Right. How come then didn't your family make any? Because it was money.
I don't know. My father, he hoped to make it, but he never made none of his own. He would help other people. At one time, it was 3 steels to run up Jeremiah's Run, where the park is now.
Yeah.
And different ones.
Yeah.
And 3, and he would help them, see.
Mm-hmm.
But he never made none himself.
Okay. Right, now, the store you used, where was that?
Where we dealt by stuff.
Yeah.
But one time it was over here at Bond Summit.
Where?
bond somebody over here where you cross the railroad track.
What's that called?
Bond Summit.
Bollins?
Bond. B-A-U-D-H-N.
Oh. Uh-huh. And there's a store there.
You see a little church over where you come by?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a store one time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it, we made a church out.
You had chickens, so would you take eggs there and trade them out for what you needed?
That's right. For stuff we had to have in the household. Coffee, salt, sugar, baking powder, all that stuff.
Kerosene.
Yeah. You didn't get much for a dozen eggs, huh?
No.
I just don't remember now, but it wasn't much. Of course, stuff was cheap then.
Sure, right. Did you take any hands to that store?
Yes, we would once in a while.
Chickens?
But mostly they bought them down at Brownville. That was a bigger place, you know.
How would you get them there? By horse again?
Sometimes we'd walk. It ain't like 3 miles.
Oh, is that all?
Uh-huh. We used to carry huckleberries down. Pick huckleberries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much would you get for the huckleberries?
Well, I picked them as low as 20 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
When that own years went by, I think the last I picked it got $1.75 a gallon. That was the last I picked.
Did you ever see any people or know of any people in this area that deliberately set fires in order to assure a huckleberry crop?
Well, we had fires, but I couldn't say who set them. There was one set up here at one time and burnt over a large amount of acres. One day about lunchtime, we'd done come in out in the mountain, but it was a car up there, but we don't know who it was. There was a building there that people would win, you know, out in the rain and stuff, they burnt that down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, years ago, I wasn't nothing but I wasn't over 9 or 10 years old. This whole mountain burned. Whole thing. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, people fought far day and night.
That, now, you were 9 or 10 years old. That would have been what year, roughly?
That'd have been in the late 20s. I'd say 1928.
That was the same year that there was a bad fire over in the central section, too.
I know it was a lot of fires then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it burnt. Timber, a lot of timber and stuff.
Was there a drought at that time?
Pretty close. Our drought was in 31, wasn't it? Bad drought.
Yeah.
I think that was a little bit before. But we had fires in, too.
Yeah.
And
speaking of that drought, how did you all make out with your vegetables?
We didn't have none, to tell you the truth. My father had that field right up there in corn.
Mm-hmm.
And it got, I'd say, just about 2.5 feet high or so, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That winter, I spent the whole winter in the hospital, Charlottesville.
Why?
I had operations on both legs.
What happened?
They call it soft bones. And I couldn't, got so I couldn't walk, you know, almost crawl, had to crawl. It just come on me like that. And
what caused that?
They said it was because I didn't get the right kind of nursing, you know, food, to harden the bone.
But you had milk.
Yeah, but it didn't take.
Yeah, you didn't absorb it.
I ate a lot of eggs and stuff like that. At first it started in my feet. And then went on up in the knees. So I've had a lot of trouble this lady here. Yeah. I had a couple of bad falls. And they cut grid long scars. Had them in cast for about 3 or 4 months.
And you were such a child.
Yeah. Well, now, I tell you, I went a very good fall before I had it done. That's where I made my mistake, see. We didn't know nothing about this Universal Hospital. It was the state, you know, paid those bills there. So, we had a man come here, haul groceries in here once a week. He lived out here 4 or 5 miles. And he would tell my dad and mother, says, why don't you go up there and see the doctor and get that boy over in the hospital? And they said, we don't have the money. We're going to be able to pay it. He said, you don't have to. State pays now. So I go up here to this doctor, and he took his training there, his doctor there. And he examined my legs. He said, yeah. He said, take him on. And they took me. They done a good job. Real good.
Yeah.
The shape I was in, you know.
Sure, right.
I was 17 then.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what made it so bad, see.
Yeah.
I went on when I was about 10, 12 or something. And I had to walk on crutches for close to a year after that.
Did your family have an apple orchard or peach orchard or pear orchard or anything of that
kind? Well, I forgot to tell you, he did own some land over in the mountain. I'd say about 2 miles from here, him and his brother. It's only 12 acres. He owned 4, they owned 4 people. And he had a peach orchard there. Had a peach orchard.
All right, so what did you do with the peaches?
We sold those.
You sold?
People come in there and bought them $1 a bushel.
Did you ever dry them?
I don't remember if it was dried. We canned them like that.
Yeah. You have no apples?
Well, we have a few apples down and had no orchard. But we had trees. Most of them died out now.
Yeah.
Called a Malum apple. You heard of that one.
Right. They're wonderful apples.
Yeah.
You, did your mother dry those apples?
Yes, we all dried, cut them. Sliced them and dried them on the roofs, you know.
Yeah.
We sold them.
Sold dried apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had quite a number of ways of making money. Or getting money or credit at the store.
Yeah,
didn't
that's
you?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Did your father, or here's one thing that I've heard about the northern area, that a lot of the men worked for sawmills or for orchard growers. Did your father do that?
He worked at an apple orchard in the fall, but he never worked in a sawmill.
Uh-huh.
He'd go to...
He'd pick apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But he didn't have a regular permanent job up in the mountains doing that.
No.
No.
He worked on what you call one time WPA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was in... making roads and so forth and on.
Did you know of any of the other mountain people that did work for the orchard growers? Because there were good orchards up there. Big orchards.
Yeah. not around here. Most of them done farm work, see, around this community.
Uh-huh. Would they work for local farmers in the valley?
No, they would help another, you know. Uh-huh. They had farm, horses.
Yeah.
And bunches of them would get together and thrashing, you know, thrashing wheat, they would help another, butcher and all like of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did you make apple butter?
Yes, ma'am.
And the neighbors got together then,
apple
too?
Apple butter, yeah.
Mm. Was that made during the day or night?
Sometimes day, sometimes night. Uh-huh. We'd get done, you know, and the day would still go on to midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do any dancing or have music while you were doing it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go to dances. And mm-hmm. Corn chucking, they'd have corn chucking.
Mm-hmm.
Go help them.
What happened if you got a red ear of corn?
I think it's supposed to give a drink or uh-huh. something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A drink of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. The dances, were they in the homes?
Yes.
Or in the barns?
Sometimes in the barn floor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, what kind of dancing was it? Was it square dancing or Virginia reels or?
We'd all get hands, you know.
Yeah.
Go around.
Uh-huh. Virginia reels.
Virginia reel, I guess that's what you call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had fiddlers and...
Oh, yeah, fine fiddler.
Oh, great.
Yeah. There was plenty of that around here.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of any banjos being handmade? Like using groundhog hides or possum
hides? Well, I've heard of them, but I never know who done it.
You did have them down up here.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My father was a banjo player.
You was?
Yes. He had a banjo. Uh-huh. I don't know what it become of it, but he could pick a banjo. He had a record made of it, him and a couple more guys.
Really?
Yeah. He's around what you call the old Edison graphophone.
Sure.
That's
sure.
Right.
Mm. What tunes would they play? Like Money Mush?
Yeah, Brown Town Girl.
Brown Town Girl.
You ever hear that?
No.
Brown Town Girl.
How did that go?
Don't you come out, won't you come out tonight and dance in the light of the moon?
Brown
That's
Town
right.
Girl, won't you come out tonight?
Come out tonight. Brown Town Girl, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? That's where it went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a tune called Leather Breeches?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
You know, I just don't know now. But that was a fiddle piece.
Yeah.
I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Your daddy comes back and your mother sewed the stitches or something like that. Is that the way it goes?
I don't know. I haven't the idea.
I've heard my mother sing it a lot.
Yeah.
But I just don't know the tune of it now.
Mm-hmm. It'll come to you. And when it does, you suddenly pop out with it, okay? So you had dance.
I'll tell you, wasn't much singing in that piece.
No.
All, you know.
Yeah, no, mainly music.
Yeah.
Right. I was just wondering how the tune itself went.
And Nellie Gray.
Oh, yeah.
They played that a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Swanee River.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Roughly, how far apart were the houses?
Well,
about like they are now?
Yes, a couple hundred yards apart already.
Oh, that's more than a couple hundred yards.
It's more than a couple hundred from here up.
That's a quarter of a mile anyway.
You bring it in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about what they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you could really call to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's an old house that's across the run over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's well on to 200 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You should see that. and people lives there, and right now it's a woman and man lives there. And it's a law, part of its law, guys. And they don't have no electric, nothing like that. They live like it did 50 years ago. And they hardly ever sick. They never go to the doctor. So I guess it's more healthy, maybe.
Did you do much fishing? Because I know Jeremy's run has good fish.
Yes. We done a lot of fishing.
Well, you were kept sort of busy though, weren't you? Working?
Yeah.
How would you find time to fish?
Well, on Sundays we would fish, on Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. We got off on Saturday evening.
Yeah. So,
you know, we catch our work up.
Yeah.
On a rainy day, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We go on the rain fish.
Sure.
They bite good, you know.
Yeah.
Trout.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow trout.
Yeah.
Mountain trout. All this kind.
Did your mother soak those overnight?
No, they didn't need much soaking. The trout. Now the fish get out of the store, they didn't want to need to soak it more so.
Mm-hmm. How about hunting? Did you do
much hunting? Yeah, we done a lot of hunting. Me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
When we was growing up, we used to hunt rabbits. A lot of rabbits. You could sell them then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
15 cents a piece for a cotton.
Yeah. Hunt anything else?
Yeah, possum.
Mm-hmm.
In the later years, then we got to hunting coon.
Mm-hmm.
We had a coon dog.
Ooh,
yeah, the big hound dog, he was good. Uh-huh. He'd catch four or five coons a night. Yes, he was a good dog.
Yeah.
One time we got two up one tree.
And the one dog had to take care of both of them.
He took care of them.
Right.
He was a big dog and he... He knowed how to do it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They was bad too, but a coon's mighty strong.
Mm-hmm.
They're a strong animal.
You know, they can damage a dog terribly.
But he knew how to grab them and take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Would you sell those then? Or eat?
Yes, see, I think we sold the hide. You could sell the hide, but some of the meat, we ate some of the meat.
Sure.
Some of it we didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of it was real good. And also possum, we ate possum.
Sure.
At that time.
So hunting really was almost like a necessity in a way. It gave you a change of
food. Well, it's right in the mountains, see, and you didn't have much trouble getting to it. I mean, ain't like this now, it's more stuff down now, broken down, you know, to get through. Of course, the park, you couldn't hunt it apart.
Oh, yeah, right. But for your meals, you had your cornmeal, and you had your milk and butter and cheese.
Yeah.
Did you have a spring?
No, we didn't have any spring.
Then how did you keep your milk?
We keep it, we have a box out here to the run, milk in the water, and let it sit in there.
Oh, that was clever, because the water was cold.
Yeah, we made holes in the box so the water keep running through, see?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess you had to keep repairing the box every now and then, didn't you?
Of course, we built it strong. I mean, oak boards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was in the 40s we dug a well by hand. You know this little building right here?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
We dug it by hand.
Okay. In other words, you've been living here all your life.
That's right.
Okay. Wonderful. That's nice. so I don't have to ask you what the house was like, do I?
Well, I can show you a picture of it when it, before it was remodeled.
You did show me a picture of it, remember?
Yeah, up there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, you had two sisters and a brother.
Yeah.
Did you ever play any practical jokes on them?
Yes, I have. And they played them on me, too.
Yeah, what were some of them? Can you remember?
Well, it's been a long time. I can't hardly remember too much about it. But I know one time my sister had a birthday. She was the oldest sister. And, well, this ain't no joke. This is something that's more of a joke. And anyway, me and my brother was fooling, you know, in Carnot, and we had power. And somewhere I got my hand around his neck, and he had the knife in his other hand, and come over and cut me on the arm, right down to the bone. Oh, it scared him. He run. And my cousin is over here, old fella, and my mother hollered for him to come over here or something. I cut my arm. And he had a chalder back, and he just slapped that chalder back right on that plate. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And there went to no doctor.
Yeah.
My brother never come home till the next morning.
Oh, the poor boy.
Oh, Lord. It really scared him.
You sure? Yeah.
He didn't aim to do it, you know.
No, I know. Yeah. What, I have so many questions to ask you. Your parents, for instance, would you dare, like your brother was afraid to come home, would he have gotten a spanking from your mother?
No, he wouldn't have from my mother, but he would have from my father, because my mother would never, she smacked us now.
Yeah.
But my father would use the switches.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure maybe he did get a whooping if he did come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he didn't aim to do it, see?
No, I know he didn't. No.
That was about fooling.
Yeah.
And I think that was my sister's son. I think she was 7 years old that day.
Mm-hmm. Did you celebrate birthdays?
Well, not too much. We just have cakes and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have too much to celebrate.
Yeah.
And my mother, she would tell stories and things about her young days, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd sit down and tell us at nighttime in the winter, you know.
Where did your mother come from?
A little place at Vaughn Summit. Uh-huh. That's where she was raised.
What was her maiden name?
Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
That's why they call it Vaughn Summit. It's meant that Vaughns lived there, you know.
I see.
Yeah. And Summit, I don't know how they got that.
Mm-hmm. Would you dare say to your mother or father, I don't want to do that?
No. I'd better not. Not to my father.
Uh-huh.
My mother, she was soft going, easy going.
Uh-huh.
And my father,
he
wasn't no big man, but he sure could work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... you knew if your parents said, it's time for you to do such and such.
Yeah.
You didn't say, later.
That's right. After a while.
Yeah.
It was now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My job in the evening was getting in wood, ready for the next morning, splitting up kindling, picking up chips, so forth and on. My elder brother, he was more so, he wanted to work out, you know, when he got bigger now. But he was more able than I was.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with a guy down there on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got, when he first started, I think he got 50 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to take meat, flour, and stuff like that. He never got no money.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was.
Yeah. Where was the nearest school?
Right over there on that big hill where you come over, right up on the right, coming over.
Is that a one-room school?
One-room school.
Uh-huh. How far, what grade did it go through?
Seventh grade.
Did you walk there?
Walked. Snow, rain, sleet, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher had around 3 miles to walk.
Boy.
3 miles.
So you had school every day, regardless of the weather.
We went.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Yeah. Do you recall what they taught in school?
Well, they taught just about all. I mean, geography, English, arithmetic, spelling, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Good education.
Yeah. But I was a slow learner, I have to admit. I didn't, couldn't learn fast.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, he learned pretty good. Got a good education.
Yeah.
But
were there many children in the school?
I'd say it's around 40 still.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty big room. See, all this sort of section in here and all over there, see, Bomb Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Went there.
Yeah.
And from that on down, I'd say a couple miles down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of those schools then.
Mm-hmm.
One room schools.
I know there were, and they did a good education for the children.
Yeah, we had a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She was a woman teacher, she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was strict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about church? Where did you go to church?
We had to go, well, we used to have meetings over there in the schoolhouse.
Oh.
Yeah. And now the big church is in Raleighville. We went down there. Whole big meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was a long way to go.
Yeah.
Did you walk back too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Did you wear shoes year round?
Yeah, well, we went barefoot in the summer.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. One pair of shoes a season.
You know, one question I should have asked you when you were talking about how many acres you had. Where would you get this wood to cut for the fireplace?
We didn't have a fireplace. We had a stove.
Oh, all right, for the stove.
But, we had wood over in our mountain land, you know, where it's a town, it's 4 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we own this little place over here, too. We got wood in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had plenty of wood. We'd get in the fall, work it up, and have it rest.
Mm-hmm. And would you use the horse to pull it down, or did you
sometimes,
have a wagon?
Sometimes we'd drag it down by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we hauling the wagon from the boulder.
Yeah.
In the night.
Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't work all the time. You must have played some games. Did you play marbles?
Oh, yeah. On the weekends, we had ball games, marble games, horseshoes, and all of such as that.
Where would you play those?
Well, we played over here, between here and the run, so lots are stirred up now. And then over to Vaughn Summit, we pitched horseshoes over there, right there at that church, and played ball there.
Mm-hmm.
And up the railroad track, a little place called Kimball. We used to go up there and play ball.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We'd play against one another.
Yeah.
We played with Kimball. See which one could win the game.
Sure, right. Christmas, how did you celebrate Christmas?
We had a good Christmas. We didn't have much, but we had a good, we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We'd have a Christmas tree over to the schoolhouse and had the candles on it. We didn't have no electric,
yeah.
We'd have candles. And brown balls on, you know, we paint them like that. And little presents, stockings, and few toys, didn't have too many toys,
mm-hmm.
And candy and oranges. And we had good.
Did you visit much on Christmas?
Yeah. We'd go to what you call Kris Kringle, you know.
You did the Kris Kringle?
Yeah.
You did?
Lord, yes. I did a lot of that.
Did they do it all through this area?
All through your mirror, clean on, oh, I say 5 miles, we'd walk.
Yeah.
Sometimes we wouldn't get in till way in the morning.
Yeah.
2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
All right, now how did you do the Kris Kringle?
You mean how we're a dress?
Mm-hmm.
We put on a dress, and, you know, and we fix our own mask to put on, paper bags and things.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun.
Sure was.
We'd get, and people would give us candy and oranges and we'd run into other people, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you, when you got into a house, did you sit quiet and hope that they could guess
well,
who you were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of them would guess you, some of them couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd all go in, stand around, joke and laugh. And
did you ever dance? Or doing it, or play music?
Yeah, yeah. We
while you were Kris Kringling?
Some of the places, they have music. Mm-hmm. They take music with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When would you start that? About a week before, or 2 weeks before, or when?
Week before and a week after. Last 2 weeks.
2 weeks of it. Oh, boy.
We had a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Shame they don't do it now.
Yeah, everybody was happy. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Did the adults go along?
Yeah. Yes, did indeed. They'd go right along with the kids. I had an uncle and aunt, they went every night. They didn't miss a night. They really loved that.
Yeah.
Mm. We'd go to one of those houses, you know, and fix up.
Great.
There'd be big bunches of them. Yeah, sometimes it'd be 12 and 14 in a bunch.
Mm.
And the people would go to the house, they'd have cake, pies, candy, and you'd just get filled. You'd be filled up till you got back home.
Have a tummy ache the next day.
Oh, no. Next night, we'd be ready to go again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, when they were doing this, the adults going along, would maybe somebody offer them a drink?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'd get a little glass of whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
imagine when they were having the dances, they had drinks.
Yeah.
Sure. Same as today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very cold, too, some nights. Yeah. We'd even go in the snow. If there'd be snow on the ground, we'd go.
We're going to hold you back.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, you were mentioning about your cousin putting the tobacco on your cup.
Uh-huh.
Did your mother know any herbs at all? Like, if you got a cold, what would she give you?
Well, we'd use Vicks Aid and tamarind oil, cold oil, and sugar for sore throat, stuff like that.
Did she ever make sassafras tea?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that for?
Well, it was more than say it was healthy, one thing.
Yeah.
We had a lot of that, too, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it boiled its roots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was strong.
Yeah.
Strong drink.
Would you have that in the summer? I mean, in the spring? Would they give it to you?
Yeah, long in the spring. When it first began to bud out.
Yeah. How about catnip? Was that ever used?
Yeah. You use a lot of that.
What for?
Well, that was good for your stomach.
It was?
Yeah. That was good for a sick stomach.
Oh.
I know that.
Uh-huh. horseman tea? If you had a burn, if you burned yourself accidentally.
Used apple butter to burn.
Really?
Apple butter.
Just put the apple butter on.
Yeah, just spray it right over the burn. Put a cloth over it, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Did it help?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Is that a new one?
Yeah, that's a new one.
Well, now I'm going to tell you about an old Indian woman.
Yeah.
We had an Indian woman lived right there in that house one time. But she wasn't no real full Indian.
Yeah.
Her father was. He was, I'd say, half or a little more.
Mm-hmm.
She knows all about stuff like that.
Yeah.
My sister's boy. He got some kind of what I would call scalp trouble on his head. It got scabby and all like that.
Mm.
Oh, he got bad, real bad. So she comes down here and looks at it. But in the meantime, my sister took him to the doctor. And he gave him stuff and it didn't seem to do much good. So this old woman comes down here and she says, Miss Jones said, I'm going to try my remedy on that boy. See if I can't help him. There used to be some kind of a thing grew around here called dock leaves.
Yeah.
Wide, it was wide.
Yeah.
And she come and started using that on his head, on them places. You know, twice a day.
Would she moisten them or what?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she damaged. And I'd say in a week, a little more, it started to heal. So she said, I believe it's working.
Mm-hmm.
She kept right on. She got back in once a day. And I'd say it's about to month or more, it was drying up, getting well.
Mm-hmm.
And so them dock leaves done the work.
Gosh.
I think that's what you call it, a dock leaf.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
She was good as she, in fact, she was my, what do you call it, midwife.
Oh, yeah.
When I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had no doctor, you know, and
yeah.
she tended to me. And I was what you call a 7 month.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make no noise. No, I was just real weak.
Yeah.
So she come down here one morning, she said, I tell you, it's got to be something done, that this kid ain't gonna live. She said, and I think I know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
My mother told me, always told me about it. I didn't know it.
No.
She got me by the, each one of my legs are, and picked me right up, and started shaking like that. And I just started crying just as hard as I could cry.
Yeah.
That brought it back. I said, okay.
You needed to be shaken out.
Yeah. See, they just didn't know what was wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing. She could think of things, you know.
Sure.
She was a good old doctor.
Yeah.
I reckon.
She sure was.
Yeah. Well, Indians were smart.
They were. They knew how to take care of things,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And they never, she never goes to no doctor. She took stuff of her own.
Yeah.
Her husband. She was married twice. The first husband dies. And then she married my great uncle.
Uh-oh.
My grandfather's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be my own uncle, wouldn't
yeah.
No great.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he lived to be 80, I think it was 84, 85. And one day, he ate his lunch, moved his chair back, just like he wasn't asleep. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Died right there like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she lived on for a long time, and she got the pneumonia and died.
Mm-hmm.
She was close on to around 100.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the old saying, no Indians ever die.
That's
it
right.
Fade away.
The furniture that you did have in this house, was some of it homemade furniture?
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a, what do you call it, a four-leaf table.
Yeah.
It had, we call them leaves, you know.
Yeah.
Both sides. They went down when we got through eating. We put them down.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was homemade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we had what you call thank you dishes in. Had tin in front of the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was homemade too.
Mm-hmm. Your mother, in doing the laundry, did she make her own soap?
No, she never made that. Her mother used to make it, and we had a lady up here made for a couple of them. But she never did make none. She'd always get some from them. We would give them stuff, you know, to make it out of. They'd give her soap.
I see, yeah. Mm-hmm. How many hogs did you say your family had?
Oh, my father would keep maybe two.
Just two?
Yeah.
So he had to buy the piglets, didn't he, in the spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the cow, when the cow wasn't giving milk, then what did you all do?
Well, we had some other people. My uncle down here, he had a lot of cows.
Oh.
And so we used to get it from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had 5 or 6 milking cows.
Oh, great.
He had a right big plate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had, I think he had 7 or 8 kids. Mm. He had a very good farm, too. Horses.
Did you ever hear how your family came to be here? How they found this spot? How long ago?
Well, our grandfather, he come from England. I think it's England. It was over across. And he right down there is where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
His next place.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he owned a lot of land. Mm-hmm. We owned back, well, he owned this too. This was from the father's part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you do know how your family got here. Right, from England. And that wasn't so awfully long ago, was it?
No. Oh, now my other grandfather, he right offhand think where he come in here from. He lived over the Vaughan Summit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned a lot of great big place too.
Mm-hmm.
All them people those days, they owned the right good farms, see.
Yeah.
You could buy the land cheap.
Sure.
See.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a teamster. He drove a team.
Mm-hmm.
Hauled lumber, logs, and stuff like that. And farm too.
Yeah. Now, he worked for whom? Somebody up in the mountains?
Yeah, we had a sawmill up this run years ago. Sold lumber up in there.
Okay.
And all they seemed like it was two sawmills. One from waiting here somewhere. Come in here and work me in. And they had a lot of wagons going in, see.
That was steep for the horses and wagons.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Oh, don't see how they stood.
I don't either. They must have had a break.
Oh, yeah, they had two brakes on a wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to have them.
Sure.
One time my uncle's son fell and hurt himself real bad. He take him with him, you know. And he got a lot of hurts during them times with him, you know,
mm-hmm.
falling.
Mm-hmm.
Rough, yeah, it was rough.
Boy. Whew.
If I could really think like I once could, I could tell you a whole lot, but I just can't get in my head, you know, like, it's a lot of things I could tell.
When Did strangers come through here very often when you were a little boy?
We had a few hobos. We call them hobos, you know.
Uh-huh.
We'd get off on the train and come towards the mountain. We've had them stop. Want something to eat? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever worry about any stealing or anything of that kind?
No. Never bothers, no. Not them days.
You didn't have a lock on your door then?
Yeah, no lock.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't worry us none about breaking in.
Yeah.
Worse, hardly all of us would leave, you know. Somebody hear about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, when she wasn't nobody to go too much. She'd stay around home.
But I was just thinking with good fishing place. There must have been a lot of people just coming tramping through your property fishing.
No, they would fish a lot, but they keep a road. Mm-hmm. They used to go up and camp up that creek. And what you ever heard of D Fords and Rubens? They would go up there and stay for a couple of weeks at a time. Yeah. They was wealthy people.
Oh.
Yeah, real wealthy. They owned the Virginia Oak Tannery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did your father ever peel bark?
Yeah, we peeled bark. Yes, we did.
How would he get that to the tannery?
Wagon.
Horse and wagon.
Yeah. He'd hire somebody to haul it up there.
Yeah.
Take all day to make a load.
Yeah.
A whole day.
Would he cut railroad ties too?
No, just to bark.
In the spring that was, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When the sap was up.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of? Did you get up early in the morning?
Yeah, pretty early. Sometimes you'd have a hard time getting us up. We went away.
Yeah.
And it was a very cold house.
Yeah.
You know. Hard to get warm.
Mm.
Oh, yes. I tell you, we sleigh ride in the winter. We'd get a big board, and five or six would get on the board and go down the hill.
Boy.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Way into 2 o'clock in the morning. You could see the moon be shining bright and the snow was glittering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd slide on the board.
It was pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you steer the board?
Oh, we'd break a, you know, a place and we'd go down the first time.
Oh.
We'd call it work ourselves and keep it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Big wide board.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it'd fall off and roll over and
yeah.
It wouldn't hurt us, though. Nobody ever got hurt.
No.
And we'd get cold. We'd go to the house. And that's the one to tell you about. The guy had 14 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of summons. We'd eat summons and apples.
Mm.
Yeah. But they had a big fireplace, and boy, it really so did he.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were about 14 then, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Then we would come home and get in a cold bed. But we was young, could stand it, see.
Yeah.
We'd hunch up to one another and keep warm.
Sure. Did you, like of an evening when you were just, when you weren't sleigh riding, when you were just sitting around here, what would your father say, play the fiddle or the guitar, whatever it was he played?
Well, he had a banjo.
Banjo. Would he play the banjo and you'd sing or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd dance a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple boys lived up here. One of them could play a guitar and the other one played a fiddle. And they would come down here and they'd all get to playing, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, it made it. It was good. They'd come down by there every night.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Visiting was a lot more, wasn't there, then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, say for instance, one of your neighbors, say, got ill, what would you do? What would your mother and father do?
You mean, the other houses? They would go help, help them out with the, if they wanted anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
cut wood, wash her clothes. You know, it was a big epidemic flu went through here.
Yes.
That was during the
1918.
Yeah. And people got very sick. My sister died from that.
Ooh.
Yeah. She got double pneumonia. She was 3 years old. And you know my father, old Von Summit, now the place you come through, but I think it was 5 or 6 down Bedfast. And you know he carried, they had to drink running water. He couldn't drink no cistern water.
No.
It was running water, mm-hmm. or spring water. Well, my grandfather had a spring down here, and he carried water over to them. And got in the wood and stuff like that, and he never got sick.
Mm-hmm.
They were telling him, you know, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get down. And he never got sick. Mm-hmm. And my uncle had it very bad down here. He was awful sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a very high fever, was it, see?
Yes. Yeah. That was a terrible
disease. It was. Mm-hmm. A lot of people died.
Sure.
Another girl died up here on above us. She was going to school and she got the pneumonia and died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have any doctor to come through here?
Yes. But he had a hard way getting in here. I mean, he had to come in, I think he come in on a horse or something.
Yeah.
But he had so many to tend to.
Yeah.
But he would come.
Did anybody do any visiting during the day?
Well, some. Women folks had visited one hour through the day.
Mm-hmm.
The men hardly, because they was always busy,
yeah.
pretty busy. Women would come and talk.
And,
yeah.
I got to ask you, did your mother dry beans?
Oh yeah, snap beans. Yeah.
How did she dry them?
She spread them on a piece of paper and put them out on a piece of paper. It was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Dried apples, snips they call
them. Yeah. They're good.
Yeah. People don't do those things no more.
No, they don't.
That's why there's many sick people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you bury your cabbages?
My father dug a trench in the garden, long, 5-6 feet long, and put straw on them, and dirt,
mm-hmm.
taters too,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff to burn.
Yeah. Now, I can't think of anything else to ask you, and you told me so very, very much.
Yeah, I didn't know I could tell you that much.
Well, I certainly do thank you very, very much.